but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband wanting to wish my wife a happy 32nd anniversary. I did send her a text today, which I don't know if she got, because, you know, I didn't use my my normal number. I used one of my demo numbers, my development numbers that I have for Chauffeur Nexus. So it may improve my odds, but because I've used that number before, she may already have it blocked. So at least I tried. I've been concerned today because today, more than many of the previous, I've struggled with this day, because I remain more than fond of my wife, and of course I am keeping the promise. So you know, last year, 2020, I did a video called "The Creation Story," slightly embellished by a man in love, which was for our 30th anniversary. And I thought it was humorous. Today what I'd like to do is, I was concerned about saying the wrong thing, because, again, I was a little bit more emotional today. I had celebration. I got new heels in my boots, and I picked them up today. So that was wonderful. And today, the farmer's market opened, and I got some stuff there today. You know, what a joy. So I had two great joys. But I did have a dialogue with Chris, and he mentioned a passage in 2 Corinthians 4:13, "I believe, therefore I spoke." And we dwelled on that. So what I'd like to do is I want to read most of 2 Corinthians 4, starting at verse 7. And I'm going to read the LSV. A lot of times the LSV is really hard to read because the word order is so strange, because it is direct, the direct word order from the Greek, because it is a word-for-word translation. It doesn't have the some of the issues the other translations have. But in these two cases that I'm going to read, it's reasonably clear. So I'll read the LSV. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. "And we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us, being in tribulation in every way, but not crushed." Let me stop that. You know, because my wife only gets the beginning on her voicemail, so... but, you know, especially this you know, it is, the power may be of God and not of us. So, you know, here's an acknowledgement. God is sovereign. He's the one in control. "Being in tribulation every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, at all times carrying around in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are living are always delivered up to death because of Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our dying flesh, so that death indeed works in us and life in you." One of the things I find so fascinating when you read the LSV is you'll find that was one sentence. Verse 4 through verse 12 is one sentence. And, you know, because it's interesting, you know, again, the Greek original was written without spaces between words and no punctuation, no upper and lower case. So it was a little bit more difficult to get the what the actual words were. You had to be very accustomed to that. And I would suggest that's probably one of the reasons why it was more difficult to learn to read. Space between words. Just that space makes tremendous ease in our reading ability. Punctuation helps dramatically, and we take it for granted. But again, the New Testament was not written with any of those things. But I find that fascinating. And so a lot of these sentences were very long. Which I also will say that I think, you know, I do proclaim that we're not, man is not evolving but devolving. I think the average intellectual capability of man has been shrinking throughout the millennium, simply because I think we needed more of a mind years ago, and we have become lax in what we do now. And of course, we see that very much accelerating of late because people are, their mind is contained in their cell phone, but that's another issue. All right, so verse 13, and having the same spirit of faith, according to that which has been written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. So this is the passage that was our focus. But I'll finish. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up through Jesus and will present with you for all things are because of you, that the grace having been multiplied because of the thanksgiving of the more may abound to the glory of God. For this reason, we do not faint, but if our outward man also decays, yet our inward man inward is renewed day by day. For the momentary light matter of our tribulation works out for us more and more an exceedingly continuous weight of glory. We are not looking to the things seen, but to the things not seen. For things seen are temporary, but things not seen are continuous. There were some interesting things about this, you know, like the things seen are temporary. So what we see, you know, the environment, and it's not permanent. We think of things as permanent. They're not. But things not seen are continuous. And I checked the word. When it says continue, the word means there was no beginning and there's no end. So it's always. The things that are not seen have been for all time and will be for all time, which is something to ponder. And of course, then the momentary light matter of our tribulation. You know, the matters of, well, you know, my frustration of today, because I'm in love with that lady. Anyway, that is momentary. And the other thing, verse 16, and for this reason we do not faint, but if our outward man also decays, yet the inward is renewed day by day. And because I've thought about this, part of it, I think maybe the transition now, today was quite a warm day. I think it hit 90 and I have my windows open, which is great. And only because of the breeze is it comfortable. Otherwise it would be, but I did, again, I went and picked up my boots today and I thought about it because I wondered if I felt a little slow today. I think it was mostly based on attitude, not ability. But, you know, I was thinking about it. When you think about this, our outward man also decays. You know, I'm not 20s, 30s, 40s, or even 50s. I'm now 66. And do I see decay in my body? I wonder every once in a while if I see symptoms. However, you know, on my birthday a few months ago, I did my best time on the Greenway. I went from 53 minutes down to 51 minutes. It was 90 second drop. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm in one sense suffering from a disease, this, you know, Benjamin Button disease. Health-wise, I seem to be continuing to get better. I still do 1,000 jumping jacks a day, which, you know, years ago, I wouldn't do that. So, in one sense, I have evidence that I'm fine, but I'm conscious of the fact that my outward man also decays. You know, I do look at my face and things of that nature, and I see, or my hands and whatnot, and I say, well, they don't look like what they did when they were in my 20s. So I see that aspect of it. But there's that overall health. But of course, I haven't reached my 3 score and 10 yet. You know, we'll see. But the verse 13, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. And I did check on this idea of speaking. It is, it Translations or definitions is the idea of a long dialogue. So I feel that, you know, because obviously a lot of my videos get long. I believe, therefore I spoke. Anyway, I found that fascinating. But it's quoted from Psalm 116. And that brought great joy today. So to share the great joy in a day that otherwise I'm rather troubled, let me read Psalm 116. It's 19 verses, but and again, this is the LSV, so it's different. I have loved because Yahweh hears my voice, my supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me, and during my days I call. Cords of death have surrounded me, and the straits of Sheol have found me. I find distress and sorrow. And in the name of Yahweh I call. Ah, now, O Yahweh, deliver my soul. Yahweh is gracious and righteous. Indeed, our God is merciful. Yahweh is a preserver of the simple. I was low, and he gives salvation to me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for Yahweh has conferred benefits on you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from overthrowing. I habitually walk before Yahweh in the lands of the living. I have believed, for I speak. I have been greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, every man is a liar. What do I return to Yahweh? All his benefits are on me. I lift up the cup of salvation, and then in the name of Yahweh I call. Let me complete my vows to Yahweh, now before all his people. Precious in the eyes of Yahweh is the death of his saints. Ah, now, O Yahweh, for I am your servant. I am your servant, son of your handmaid. You have opened my bonds. I sacrifice a sacrifice of thanks to you, and in the name of Yahweh I call. Let me complete my vows to Yahweh, now before all his people. In the courts of the house of Yahweh, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise Yah. You know, there's an interesting beauty in the LSV, because I don't normally speak that way, but it's interesting. But, you know, it's verse 10, I have believed, for I speak, I have been greatly afflicted. And, you know, it is, they're paired. I have believed, for I speak, I have been greatly afflicted. So, when you speak proclaiming Christ, is there an affliction that comes with it? I think there's a real possibility of that. I sacrifice a sacrifice of thanks to you, verse 17. And I've found that for years so very important, because I can't do a thing for my Creator. I mean, if I build something, donate something, you know, whatever I do, he doesn't need it. You know, he is my Creator. He is my sustainer. He doesn't need me at all. So what can I do to him? I can't earn his favor. So what you see many times in the scripture, I sacrifice a sacrifice of thanks to you. To be thankful to Christ, our Creator, is such a big deal. Because, you know, I can't do anything for him. So by showing my thanks, an honest thanks, not lip service, an honest thanks. So as I sort of celebrate my 32nd anniversary today of the woman I love, with the woman I love, there is a distress in my soul. And I could lament this only. I have been out without my wife for almost a decade. In a couple months, it'll be a decade. And it has ripped me apart. But why has it ripped me apart? Because for about, well, roughly 22 years, I had the most precious woman that I will claim God ever created as my wife, the woman I was and remain one with. She and I are one. We are glued together, as it says in Genesis. And I celebrate that. That is such a big deal. That is the grace of God to me. And for that, I give Him thanks. A lot of people never experience that. But I have had time in my life to look into the eyes of another human being created in the image of God and have a bond with her that is remarkable. To be able to look at this person and say, I love you. I've had that for over 20 years where she was physically there. And I've had that for another 10 years where she's absent. But even though she's absent, I am grateful that she exists. I don't have her in my arms, which I want so badly. I hear her voice. I would love to call you back. And she doesn't. My wife has credibility issues. But I love her. And in God's grace, that lady and I are one. I'm thankful. Anyway, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. You know, the 2 Corinthians 4. Or the 1:16. I have believed, for I speak. I have been greatly afflicted. Yes. I am really encouraged that in spite of my failings, and keep this call under 45 hours, I won't go through that list. I have some failings. I see a lot of repentance in me, and I see where there's more required. In spite of that, I see God's grace, because any repentance I've had is God's grace to me in the first place. My Lord, my Creator, has given me life and breath. He has given me 66 years of life, and I'm healthy. And the idea of living many more years to come is a real possibility. Whether those years have reconciliation in them, or perhaps decades more of loneliness, God is my Creator and my sustainer. It is in Him I can trust. I have this treasure in an earthen vessel, but these things are, for the things seen are temporary. For the things not seen are continuous. There's my trust. My trust is in my Creator. I can't trust my wife. I can't trust my extended family, my own kids, or even me. But my trust is in the Lord. I believed, therefore I spoke. Dorothy Jane, my lady, happy anniversary. Your husband loves you. Intensely, I am grateful for who you are, that you are indeed my wife. that we've had so many delightful years together, that I've held your hand so many times, that you and I together have 9 kids walking the earth. What a great joy. What a gift from our Lord. 30 years ago, roughly this time, maybe an hour or so, a couple hours, whatever, you and I literally became one. We got glued. As long as we're both alive, we remain glued. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I do love you intensely. And I want you back.